This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.
Welcome back after a short break. Dear brothers and sisters, I was talking about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I was mentioning that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even he said that he will not be able to enter into Jannah without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it indicate to us? What does it indicate to us that without the mercy of Allah, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not be able to enter into Jannah? He was the best slave of Allah. There is no better creature. There is no better human in the past, in the present, in the future, better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the best, most obedient slave of Allah. Even he will not be able to enter into Jannah. What is the point of you and me? Where will we be? Think about it and seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not alone your actions. It requires the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will shower mercy to His beloveds. For us to understand Ar-Rahim, we need to make sure that we need to first and foremost seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do good so that we attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, might shower His mercy. He is Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Razzaq. Ar-Razzaq means the provider, the ultimate provider. And Ar-Razzaq is the one who provides His creatures even if they don't ask. Among the risk, among the sustenance, among the provisions, there are so many things. I want to ask you, how many times a day do you ask, "Oh Allah, give me air," but you still get it? We don't ask even once. We still get it. How many of you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the oxygen, to give the things which you are living with, living around? Allah is Ar-Razzaq, the provider, the ultimate provider. It is Ar-Razzaq, it is the provider who is providing everything to us if we ask Him or if we don't ask Him. He is our provider. Ar-Razzaq, He is the provider unto perfection. He is providing, in general, sustenance, provisions to the people and to His beloved. He provides the knowledge, the fruits of the knowledge, which leads them to become the obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He provides us in this world and the hereafter. He provides His good slaves the best knowledge upon which they can be established on the truth. And they can call people to the truth, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Razzaq is the provider, the ultimate provider of everything. And wallah, again, if you look at the things around us and how they are being fed, different creatures, how are they struggling and how are they being fed, what is the source of their provision, we would marvel, we would be amazed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we praise Him by all the names and the perfect attributes. It is Ar-Razzaq who is the ultimate provider. What does it mean to us? That we need to ask Allah. We need to ask Allah for the best of the provision of this world and hereafter. Of this world and hereafter. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we need, O Allah, You are the best of providers. You are the ultimate provider. We need excellence in our living. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Him, for He is the best one to provide you. How can you go to anyone else to ask something which they can't give? Something which is not in their hands? How can anybody other than Ar-Razzaq provide you? It is only and only Ar-Razzaq, who is the ultimate provider, who is providing you, who is managing you, who is sustaining you with his best attribute, Ar-Razzaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Raqib. Who is Ar-Raqib? Ar-Raqib is the one who is having a watch over you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayat number 1, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Most certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a watcher over you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He monitors us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has a watch over us every time. So beware. Beware when you think even, when you even think that you are going to do any bad, any evil, any haram, any prohibition thing, when you are thinking to obtain illegal ways, unlawful things, when you are going near to any wrong and haram things which Allah has prohibited in the Quran and in the Sunnah, beware. Allah is a Raqib. He is watching you. How dare we will to do these acts when we remember, when we know, when we understand, when we comprehend that Ar-Raqib is watching us. Ar-Raqib is watching us. Do we do any shameful, evil, unlawful act in front of our mother, in front of our brother? Then how dare we do when Allah Ar-Raqib is watching us? If a person is involved in fornication, Allah is watching that act and Allah is giving time, an appointed time to them to enjoy, and then they will regret. So who will memorize these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ar-Raqib, the ever watchful, He is having a watch over you. If I understand that He is having a watch, I will be just in my acts. I will do all what is right. I will say what is good. It is the benefit of knowing and understanding and comprehending the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ar-Raqib is the one who is having a watch over us, who is monitoring us 24/7. We can't skip, we can't escape. Whether you are in the corner of your bedroom, or in the palaces, or in the mountains, or in the caves, wherever you are, Ar-Raqib is watching you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is As-Salam. Allahu Akbar. Ya Salam. He is As-Salam, meaning the peace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this name in Surah Hashr, Surah number 59, ayah number 23. As-Salam. He is the peace. He is the one who is perfect, and He is free from all imperfection, from all kinds of deficiencies. He is the perfect one. He is free from all faults, free from all errors, free from all mistakes. He is As-Salam. He is the peace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the peace, He calls and invites us. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, Surah number 10, ayah number 25, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah invites people to the place of peace, to the home of peace, the eternal home of peace for the believers, for those who have trust in Allah, for those who know Allah, for those who love Allah. Allah calls people to peace, to the place of peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He refers to this as Al-Jannah. The place of peace where the people, the believers who believe in Allah, who trust in Allah, who knows Allah, who loves Allah, will be there eternally with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is As-Salam. He is the one who is the peace. He is the person who is free from all defects. As-Salam. You need to make sure that you strive, you struggle, you work hard, you move, you race in order to accept the invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says, Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah calls you, invites you to the place of peace. Are you ready to accept His invitation, the invitation of a salam? Will you ever reject the invitation if your boss gives it? Will you ever reject the invitation of the king of your country? Whether whoever he is, if he is superior, if he is more powerful, if he is the one whom you need, you will never ever reject the invitation. Accept the invitation of the King of Kings. He is the King of Kings. He is our Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is As-Salam. He is inviting you. Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And He guides whom He wills to the straight path. If you want to reach to the place of peace, walk on the face of the earth as per the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek the help and support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is also As-Sami. As-Sami is the one who is all hearing. As-Sami is the one who is all hearing. Regardless of your language, regardless of your language, regardless of your race, regardless of your culture, regardless of whatever it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He listens you. He hears you. He hears any sound, any voice, any cry, anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is As-Sami. He is all hearing. He is all hearing. He listens to our dua. He is the one whom we can rely upon. Because we know our dua, our prayers, our actions, our saying is heard by Allah who is As-Sami. And this As-Sami is mentioned in the Quran in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 233. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, again in this session, we would like to remind ourselves about the greatness and of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to reflect and take benefit. We'll be the great losers. Wallah, we will be the great losers if we do not comprehending these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, remember, memorize, reflect and relate these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you would find yourself in peace in this dunya, and inshallah, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find peace in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, to have mercy on us, to shower blessings on us, to increase our provision, to help us in this dunya, to come out as a standard, as a best slave of Allah, and to help us in the akhirah, to protect us from the hellfire, and to place us in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With this, we end this episode. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty, who runs the rivers and lakes.
He's Allah Almighty,
who runs the clouds full of rain.
He's Allah Almighty, who forgives us when we commit many sins.
Allah Almighty,
who looks down on us, tell me who He is.
Allah Almighty,
and when you meet Allah, you should be so proud, and then you'd shout it to Him out loud.